Well, our couples have officially moved in and the relationships are definitely shifting. Will these people get freaky already? Jasmine and Kate may be a little more willing to get freaky with anything at this point. You are at the Married at First Sight After Show. Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the fun fact about this song that we just learned is that our producer, Juliet, used to sing this as a young girl all the time.
It was her first song she learned, by heart.
How appropriate, parents.
You know? Hello. Well, we will be talking about sex just a little bit today, but we're also talking about Married at First Sight, episode six. Season 8, I'm all over the place.
She's got sex on the brain, everything.
I do. Dang it.
That's what it is.
That's how this episode is going right off the bat.
It gets me every time. Hey. But we are going to talk about the couples moving in together for the first time. The relationships are kind of changing. We're questioning whether or not AJ has some anger issues.
I tried to tell you.
But we'll also be rating the couples and we'll be giving away our Gold Star Award. But before we start all of that fun, I would love for my panel to introduce themselves, starting with my love to the left.
I'm Maddie Poggs, happy to be back.
Hey everybody, I'm Carmen and I can't wait to get into this episode.
What's up guys, Mike Thieling here. It's getting hot in the studio.
Overall thoughts on this one, episode 6.
Why hasn't anyone slept together?
Can I just say that? Going on.
I know. You don't, well, it, sometimes when you get together with someone, I'll say that, or get into bed with someone, it can make the bond stronger.
Sure.
They should just get it over and done with.
It can also kill an entire vibe, because then you wake up like, oh, I just slept with a stranger, and you've really creeped out. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Outside of AJ, they found the three most passive, like, non-sexually aggressive males in America to fix up. I mean, it's just it. My biggest takeaway from this episode is, why is AJ so obsessed with eating alone?
I know.
The first thing on the house tour was like, this is where I usually eat alone, but not anymore. We can always eat together. It's like, dude, it's all right. Enough.
Yeah, I was hoping that we'd get through one episode without hearing it.
Not yet.
No.
Every episode.
I'm willing to put like a dime in a jar for every time. We'll get back paid too. Like a dollar in the dime for every single time he mentions it, and we'll see how much money we have at the end. But
it's weird.
Yeah,
it really is weird. I think it's some sort of trauma or past
trauma.
It's
just strange to maybe harp
loneliness.
On it so much.
Yeah.
Is he an only child? Maybe he was like.
I was just gonna say that.
You know.
You know.
No, I'm an only child. And
right, and I love eating alone.
It's
so.
Not a big deal. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
In the beginning, he said, you know, I've eaten alone, and it was, that's kind of cute.
So
like, that's kind of sweet. Now it's like, dude, get over it.
Yeah.
It's enough already. You're not eating alone anymore.
Where are your friends?
I'm beyond. Well,
that sounded so harsh.
But you know what?
I'm sorry.
No. That's something that I feel like we do need to bring up and talk about whenever we talk about Steph and AJ, because he did mention some things like he's been alone in like multiple scenarios. So
yeah.
I don't know. But my overall thoughts, I was completely frustrated with not just hearing about AJ eating alone. But the whole time I'm like, man, I feel like it really showed a different side of like multiple individuals.
Oh, definitely.
And then I have a new favorite. So we'll talk about it.
Oh, definitely.
But let's start off the conversation with Jasmine and Will. How do we think about them in this this episode?
Bentley is my favorite character on the television show.
Bentley gets love, okay.
I am loving Will's approach to this whole scenario. I love it. I think he is so patient with Jasmine.
Okay.
He has a good way of communicating with her. Mm-hmm. He listens to her, and then he offers practical advice. And I like what he's saying about, like, I don't want her to feel like an object. I don't want her to feel like I'm just lusting over her or like, oh, it's supposed to happen now. Here we go. I'm going to touch her. I'm going to kiss you. We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that's forced. And when it's
watch
forced. No, I'm just joking.
It happens happily every time
married.
On the fourth episode of After Buzz TV. That was the episode, Mike.
Even we're down.
Just on the corner of the desk.
I like him.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him. And I think they make a really good couple. So, and they're like really friendly and touchy-feely. And it looks like it's developing naturally the way it should.
I'm getting head nods.
Here. we said this the entire episode too. I agree with everything you just said, except for the fact that Jasmine is like, yes, now I want effect. I mean, she's basically put a billboard up mm-hmm. and just like neon lights and everything. Like, and she's like, come for it. I'm ready. I'm ready. And he's like, I really don't want her to feel like I'm using her or anything. Like, she doesn't. She's ready, dude.
It's about him. Maybe he sleeps with girls and loses interest right away. Maybe he knows that about himself.
Well, he did mention that there's someone in the chat that brought up a really interesting point. But I'm interested if it has something to do with his hurt, because he did mention it. He kind of let the guard down just a little bit in this mm-hmm. episode. And he was like, you know what? Because of past relationships, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, I have this guard up because of past relationships and situations and hurt. And I'm just like,
He wants to take his time. So. I get it. But I think tension is so good for chemistry, because, like, you're wanting it and you're wondering why he's not grabbing on your booty, and you know what I'm saying?
But for how
never
long,
been in
though?
That situation.
But for how long is that good?
It's only been 9 days, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a unique, I'm sorry, it's a unique situation. It's not a normal relationship, and that's kind of how I felt the whole time.
Okay.
If it was normal, I'd agree with you, but it's not.
Yeah.
Maddie.
We have to remember they're being filmed. Surrounded by people, there's like producers probably telling them not what to say, but you know. Mm-hmm. So I'd be stressed out.
Yeah. I'm not asking them to shoot porn when everybody goes home at night and they're by themselves.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay to hook up and cuddle with your wife. That's what I'm saying.
But Deirdre Ricketts in the chat says that Will is playing Jasmine. Given the brother and sister vibe.
Yeah, they've been, well, we've had a lot of good comments about the brother sister vibe.
Yeah,
the two of them.
They look just
they look similar. And but didn't they both say they wanted children soon?
Like within a year or two?
Yeah.
So what did y'all? I want to know what you guys think about the look on his face, because I noted that whenever Jasmine was saying, yeah, we're just both a little weird. And whenever they were in with Dr. Cal, mm-hmm. or Pastor Cal, they were saying, yeah, we're just a little weird like that. And Will's like gave this like weird, like,
I'm not weird.
What was that about? Like,
maybe he's just like, I don't know. He's just like, well, she's weird, so I'm rocking with her.
In my mind, I felt like he was thinking, shit, I would have been done it by now. Like, that was a look that he was giving me. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Anybody else? Yeah, like, I mean.
Maybe he feels like his patience isn't weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she's speaking up, trying to speak up for him, saying we're a little weird. And maybe he's like, this isn't weird. This is normal. I'm courting you.
Right,
so
right,
who
right.
should make the first move?
And I was to say that. I definitely agree with what she was saying about, like, the man being the aggressor. Because I don't necessarily want to be the one to have to initiate sex.
Yeah, that's not attractive. Girls want to feel wanted.
Girls
you gotta
want that.
Go for it.
Yeah, but would you, Maddie or Carmen, would you guys make the first, would you ladies make the first move?
I think if it's been nine days.
I have made the first move.
Okay.
You know, it's not a problem, but preferably, I want to be like, preferably.
Okay. Yeah, maybe just like a slight move. Like a little like.
Yeah.
So Jasmine should.
Do you need much more of a move as a guy if Jasmine is saying, I want to sleep with you now?
She can do little things, and I like what she's doing. Like when she talks, she strokes his beard when they lay down together. That's a nice move. Maybe when they talk, she could just touch his little nose or grab his ear while he's talking. You know, little things that build affection where he could be like, ooh, that felt good.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's not getting it.
They look like
subtlety is not breaking through.
You know what? I think he is getting it, but I agree with CU who's in the chat. Thank you, first of all, everyone in the chat.
Yeah.
We got 25 or so watching. Drop any comments you have, points you want to make, have at it. We also, because of the time difference, can't make all of the unfiltered afterwards, which sucks.
Right.
Because we're always a week behind. We go back and watch it, but then, you know, what's the point? So if you have anything, any hot tea, drop it, because we'll talk about it regardless.
Yes.
But I think I agree with CU who says Jasmine's putting too much pressure on him. He may not want to be her provider, her protector, her everything. I think if you talk about it, it's. I'm kind of with Will. I'm like, look, if you just shut the heck up, I'll lay it on you.
Yep.
But every time you mention it, it's like, I feel like you're going to think I'm only laying it on you because you're mentioning it, because you're for. Like,
right.
Let me just do my thing.
It's pressure.
Okay. But we can't we kind of can't argue it both ways. If what you're saying is right, that would mean that she's harping on him constantly when the cameras aren't rolling. All we're seeing is her talking about it when the cameras are rolling.
She's talked about it a good 3 or 4 times.
Only in interviews and stuff, though.
Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah. Men know... Okay, there's 2 different things that I'm thinking, right? He's a really grounded, calculated kind of guy. So he thinks things through. He may just be trying to build her attraction for him. Like, I want her to wait. I want her to want it. I want to surprise her with it, right?
The desert.
I have a question. Do guys know? Yeah, because you want it to be spontaneous. I'm a spontaneous person. Like, if I know you're waiting for something, it just turns me off. I'm sorry. Okay, but I have a question. Do guys know when they have a whack sex game? Like a bad... Do guys know if they're not that good in bed?
Oh, do men know for themselves?
Yeah.
Mike?
Could he possibly be, like, trying to make her fall in love with
him? So you don't have the answer.
I guess it depends on how honest the women are you've been with.
I was about to say, it depends on what the survey said. Say at the end.
Because what if, like, this is just a hypothetical. I'm just throwing a monkey wrench in the game for just, you know, fun's sake. We're talking about it. What if he knows he's not that great in bed, so he wants him to fall in love with her? Well, he wants her to fall in love with him first.
He's prolonging the disappointment. Doesn't the disappointment get worse with the anticipation?
I think that she is turning him off.
I don't know. I just was trying to think of, you know, something.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, I think that she's turning him off by just badgering him all the time. So he's like, okay, I'm not going to have sex with you. I can't even think about it now. And so he's like in a lot of pressure.
Take a shower together or something.
You know who I think has the, you know, speaking of the romance and everything and just not still getting there? It's Christine and Keith. But before we go on to the next couple, I have I'm going to allow, I guess, Maddie to give a little message that we have for our lovely viewers.
Yes. So, hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on YouTube, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows, and thank you so much for commenting and talking to us on the live chat. Thanks,
guys. Yes, the comments, I'm trying to respond. I like to respond. Mm-hmm. I'm normally pretty good at that. You guys are dropping them like crazy, and I love them. So give me something to do. I love it. Christine and Keith. So we see a lot in this episode. They move in together, we see Keith's spoiled side just a wee bit more. What do you guys think about it?
Super cute grandma in a super cute grandma house.
Can his grandma's house be any more grandma? Like, she had a picture of every single relative.
Oh. That's right, the whole family.
I didn't know that that was a house. I thought it was like a Keith shrine.
It's like an everything shrine. That's how grandma's house should feel, though. It was like,
I'd be comfortable
definitely
in that house.
A family shrine. Yeah. Okay.
Can we talk about his bedroom?
Yeah, what'd you say, Maddie?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We talk about his bedroom, though?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Teenage syndrome. Teenager syndrome. Yes.
I was like, are you on the varsity team?
That's cool and all, but...
It's not. It was a little bit interesting that everybody was so surprised at the guys' houses that they went into. And I thought, these are totally bachelor guys who don't care at all about their houses. That's one of the awesome things that happens when you get married. Your whole house gets upgraded. Because I got told what to buy and everything.
Keith's spoiled ways are a little weird. But I really like the way that Keith is willing to listen. And maybe it's because he's used to that maternal influence in his life. Like his sisters, his mom, his grandma. He takes her word for it. Like, he's okay with her taking charge. I don't know if she's really okay with her having to take charge, but she's like, if this is what I have to do. I mean, and we got to see he goes to work. He works at the hospital. He's putting in hours, so he's on his way somewhere.
So what do y'all think? Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry to cut you off.
I don't know. I like that he listens. And I mean, when he said he wouldn't help with the cooking, I was like, wait a minute. But then he went outside and made a whole romantic display.
Was that enough? Because that was going to be my question. Like, what do we think about, okay, we know that Christine makes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We know that Keith is cool with that. Mm-hmm. And we know that he's also cool with not cooking. He wants her to bring home the bacon. He wants her to cook the bacon. He wants her to clean up the bacon. But baby.
That sounds good.
I will light a candle beside that bacon. And I'll make it romantic. What do we think about that? Is that enough?
Ambiance is everything.
I'm going to be honest. He came off a little bit like a bum. And I didn't change. I'm going to just be honest. And I didn't change my opinion of that until I saw him in his scrubs on his way to work. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
So he's not a bum anymore? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Maddie? I love the candles. Good for him. But he's not going to do that every night, is he? Do you guys think?
He might.
They're going to go through a lot of candles.
Thoughtful. Yeah. He's been thoughtful from the beginning, though. He's been listening to everything that she's asked of him. He's kind of been okay with it. So.
Are you buying it, Mike?
I'll say, as the husband of a nurse and a soon-to-be nurse practitioner, nurses are highly underrated, underappreciated, and they work like crazy. My wife works 12-hour shifts or whatever, and it's nuts. They're literally saving people's lives, so I don't mind doing most of the housework and cooking and all that other kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's what I think. No. The money thing is a different issue. Uh-oh. What happened?
No, go ahead.
The money thing is a really different issue altogether. That's just something that I think all couples will struggle with. At the end of the day, to me, if your marriage is to work out, and I think I said this on another one of our shows, it's all the same money. And it's very difficult when you've been single for so long to wrap your head around that concept that it's just you guys together. Granted, they've known each other 9 whole days, so it's a little bit much to put on a whole financial burden onto them. But if they decide at the end of this that they're going to be married, it's all your money.
Yeah.
So it's more so can you agree on what to spend it on rather than whose bank accounts go where and whatnot, because it shouldn't matter.
Christine didn't seem to be so like... ooh-hoo about that. But our chat, like, I'm interested to see what you guys think, because, like, is it enough if Keith does what he does? But you guys are saying, like, on our unfiltered, again, thank you, time difference keeps us from being able to watch it fully. They're saying that he said he cooks. I want to know how often. Mm-hmm. And, okay, what's Christine think about that?
That's what I was going to say, because maybe if you can't cook, maybe you should stay away from the kitchen. Like, if you're not good and you're burning up stuff, maybe you shouldn't cook.
We'll see.
You know.
See you, Hoos. Thank you for the thumbs up, by the way, in the chat. We appreciate
Everybody's got their talents.
I was kind of curious, though, when they first took him back to his grandmom's house and we saw his bedroom. And I was curious why they thought Keith was husband material. Like, was he really ready in his life to take on a wife?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily think that somebody's messy bedroom means you're not ready to be married. But
the fact that he's used to being taken care of.
I don't know. It just didn't strike me as it's time to get married in the middle of, like, where my life is right now. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong.
I would say that about Will, though. Will, to me, just seems so lackadaisical about everything and very... He's too passive for me. I'm a very outgoing kind of person, so it doesn't resonate with me how passive he is. But I don't know. The bedroom... I thought it was silly, but it didn't make me think, oh, wow, he's not ready for marriage.
I was just curious. Like, I was like, okay, is he really, really ready? Does he know what the responsibility of taking care of a family is going to be like? I was just curious. Like, it popped in my mind. Did you guys think it was weird when he said in front of Kristen that, oh, I didn't get the booty in the hideout?
I was just going to mention that.
That was so weird.
That was so rude, right?
Yeah,
that absolutely. Would make me feel a way.
I mean, I wouldn't have been, you know.
This is the woman I ordered, and it wasn't delivered to me.
He was like, you missed the height and the booty.
I think he said it in a way, well, she ain't got the booty, but she could. Is there a little, like, in every joke, I feel like there's a wee bit of
the twinge of truth, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, at least he didn't lay it on like Luke did after.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't come back with, and you guys didn't give me the occupation that I requested.
Right?
Cooking skills.
I know I'm digging into Keith, but I actually really like him. And I like his attitude towards this whole process.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
I do. See how you rate them.
Let's talk about good old Kate and Luke.
Let's talk about
them. Sure. Okay.
Where the heck do we start? Let me start here. I'm not buying it. I believe in marriage, but I feel like I don't believe in Luke. I see the look in his eye, And I feel like he is a totally different person when he's off camera. And they say, oh, we're going through these roller coaster. Not even they. Well, they both said that there's roller coasters, ups and downs. But they're going through this roller coaster, I feel like, because they're two totally different people. Well, Luca's a totally different person with the cameras off. And so we see this high of we're trying, and then what happens when the cameras turn off?
Yeah, I'm so confused about them.
I'm confused by what you said. What aren't you buying?
I'm not buying that he is going to legitimately give it a chance.
Okay.
I'm not buying the... You know, I'm just going to make the best of it, and I'm ridiculously optimistic. You're not optimistic.
So you think he's, like, milking his 15 minutes?
I think he's milking it. I think that he's trying to look like a good person when the camera light is on, and that the reason why he doesn't want to talk about it, he doesn't want to talk about it with Pastor Cal, because he's, honestly, he's probably a little embarrassed about what he said. He thinks that other people are going to think that he's, you know, a dick.
A jerk.
A jerk, yeah. I'm a little nicer.
No, dick is a good word for him.
Okay.
Well, maybe not.
But I feel like he's just not using it. Right. But I'm not buying that part of it. What?
Yeah, he's so fake.
It's something very, very fake. Weird I don't about
trust him.
This.
You don't, why don't you trust him, Maddie?
He'll just go on all these spiels and be like, you know, I'm just not ready for this and blah, blah, blah. And I feel so bad for her because she's trying so hard to be nice.
She's but, an amazing person.
And yeah, she was the one who at first said, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. And it's like every other moment you could see in her eyes, she's almost like gonna cry. And it's weird how they keep talking about it. Like it's almost like an arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. Like they're stuck in it. So I'm almost thinking maybe one of the producers talked to Luke and was like... You know, you gotta pull it together.
Well, Pastor Cal definitely got in Luke's ass because, and he deserved it. He deserved that.
He was like, I need you to be the man I'm expecting you to be.
Luke was like,
well, he's there for all the wrong reasons. Like, who knows why he's actually on the show and he's still there and he's pretending with her. And I just feel so bad for her.
I feel bad for her.
I don't understand how we've come back from Luke kissing her and saying, I'm repulsed and I feel dead inside. And she's still like, well, you know, marriage is forever and I want to keep... like that would
the
be
cuddle.
It.
The
I
cuddle could, at the end?
Could you ever imagine hugging someone who said that about you?
You put your forehead to my cheek when we lay... I'm using you, Maddie. He was like, oh, what it's like...
yeah. It's so weird to me. And so that was when the cameras were off. So, you know, that is a gut... honest reaction that he had. How do you come back from that? I don't understand why they're doing this. I think Kate, God bless her. Maybe she really honestly does feel like this and fantastic, but I don't see why she doesn't say, forget this. You're not going to play me and work something out with the show to let's turn her segment of the show into Kate dates, you know, goes on first dates with different guys or something.
Does Luke have a mastermind? Does he have a huge plan that he's sharing with Kate? Again, instead of last week, they're having this conversation off camera. Maybe he's like, look, we're going to get paid. Let's continue this banter. You can be this kind of person that your core guy. You can find a husband at the end of this. No. You know what I'm
saying?
She's so cute and she's so freaky and
she's
sexy
an amazing
looking.
Person.
And I can tell she's a nasty girl on the inside. I can tell. And I'm like, yes, like she's giving the vibes. I like her. And I feel so bad for her.
The drama of them breaking up would be plenty good for the show. I don't think they're in danger of not getting paid from the show or anything like that.
You know what? I want to think on this, chat, you two, this whole rumor about Luke maybe being gay. But I do want to mention, see who's is in the chat. Again, what's up? Says Luke is lying. He doesn't even wear his wedding ring on his ring finger. And then someone else pointed out that he wears it on the middle finger. That's Robin McDowell says he sure doesn't. Wears it on his middle finger.
And his whole body language. Anytime they're sitting next to each other, he's like this. Like, he's like leaning away from her. Like,
what the hell's their intention? His intention.
Okay, maybe I'll get slammed for this. I don't think he's a bad person. I don't think deep down he's a bad person. I think he signed up for the show, thought it was going to be amazing. He's just completely not attracted to her. He's not into her whatsoever. And we know that because he knew her before the show.
Yeah.
So if he really was, he probably would have tried to make a move at his little speed dating thing. Mm-hmm. He just, in his mind, got shafted on the show. And now this is him playing it out. But I think it would be much better, and he'd come off looking way better if he just manned up and said that to the show and said, this is not going to work out. I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to lead you on. Right. I don't want it to be weird or awkward. Let's see what we can do.
I can see that.
He tried, like, he's like, oh, you need another hug. You know, like, he tried. He's trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, they were a little better than they were at the honeymoon.
He was more excited about the ice in the freezer than he's been about his wife the entire show. Like, so come on.
But imagine you met somebody that you did not like. Like, imagine you met a woman and you got paired with a woman to get married to, and you absolutely were like, this isn't it. Like, you guys missed.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
I would say so. 100%. I would say so. I would go to the producers and say, and you know what? Maybe he did off camera, and they're like, no, we have to keep this show going.
There's no way that's not more drama and more interesting of a show.
I don't know. Okay, I want to put this to the whole rumor.
Some producer of the show watching this, type it in chat. What happened?
Because we know you're watching.
Do you guys, are you buying the whole gay rumor? Do you think Luke's gay? I don't.
No, I don't think Luke is gay.
Okay.
I think there's just a contract, and the producers talked to him and said, you can't leave.
Ditto.
So try your best. And he's just, you know, trying to rebel against everything that a little bit.
You know that forced smile where you press your lips together and you're like,
I believe you. Everything is like, if that's what it actually is, I'd buy it. I don't think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the show is just as good if they break up. Yeah. And then they show them going on dates or something that could be more interesting than us watching what is kind of like a mini train wreck and us feeling bad for kind of both of them.
I think at the end of the day, we can all agree that regardless, he doesn't have to be so rude.
Oh, sure.
Maybe they're just like us. Maybe they are waiting to figure out why they got paired. Because I cannot wait to see the like common ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any yet. So I'm waiting to see why they were paired.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Same. Well, we're kind of questioning whether or not Steph and AJ, we were all for them. Now we might be questioning, okay, why were they paired? To what seems to be a little bit opposite in their energy, maybe. But we liked that part.
They're definitely opposite in energy.
So, let's just dive right in.
I think she's the grounded one and he's the emotional, erratic one.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that I see Steph as a very strong individual, a very strong woman, but she's stepping back a lot from AJ. Why? Why do you think that is?
Because she's seeing beyond that smile and that forced happiness that he keeps trying to exude. Mm. It's very, very forced. Mm. And I always say, when you have people that try to operate at this level all the time and pretend that everything is perfect, they are hiding a lot. Mm-hmm. You need people who are comfortable with showing their flaws to let you know that they're comfortable with who they are, because no one is perfect. We all know this. Right. Everybody has a flaw. So if you're just so happy and you just can't show me what anything is or nothing is wrong, you are hiding a lot.
He didn't want to talk about it. Remember, he didn't seem to want to hear her.
And then he said, I got a sign off from my doctor. I'm good. Red alert.
Yeah, he's on.
Sound the alarm.
He's on something. What? Plus, he has crazy eyes. Like, just his eyes. It's like, what are you hiding?
Myself and Irene. And I'm telling you, did y'all peep her Stepford wifeness? And then it's starting to crack. Like, she's starting to glitch from saying okay so much. She's like, okay. Like, it's like, glitching.
It was like a little water on the robot.
You can't keep agreeing with stuff that you don't like just for the sake of making it work or making it just go smooth. That doesn't make sense.
I think just because it's still the beginning of their relationship, that she's trying to not cause too much conflict right off. You know, with any relationship, you're putting your best foot forward right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's a little bit of what she's trying to do. I know you guys are down on AJ right now, okay? I think that AJ is just very insecure and nervous around the cameras. And I think it's more that than he's actually bipolar or, you know, has some kind of emotional things going on. I think he is trying to put the best look forward and be the best that he can be. And I think he's just getting sick of the cameras being around.
He does keep looking at the cameras, if you noticed. Like,
he is going to snap and crack at any moment.
Crazy. I think he's crazy. Yeah.
No, I just, not crazy. I just think he's an outgoing, fun guy.
I was also, yeah, I don't want to be like drug under, yeah, I don't want to be like drug under the bus and he's calling him crazy, but I do feel like there's a lot more through those eyes.
Yeah.
But I think eyes talk, it speaks a lot, and I think the chat is agreeing as far as
if you're Chad is not a serial killer, guys. He's just saying, he's just really effed up.
And you know, I feel like internal happiness comes with other attributes, because if you're truly happy, that means you're probably, you have, you're, like, you're good with dealing with things that don't go your way.
Yeah.
Right?
Unfiltered.
He's not good with sleeping. He's not patient. Alone.
He's not patient at all.
He's not.
You know, he's
compromise.
Like,
well, yeah, even in the previous episodes when he got mad at the producers and they're filming him, so obviously
he has
a problem.
They showed us that for a reason.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think it's a little bit of when they were moving, do you think at that moment reality hit him a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he said
it.
He said it. He was like, it's getting real.
Something with my stuff? Yeah.
He's never, like, Maddie, didn't you say something about him, like, as far as living together, or
it was a little strange. How, why wouldn't he? Because he has his office in his house,
right?
And now he's moving in with her. Why doesn't he just move his home office to their house? Like, why does
the house that they all moved into, the show is giving them that,
right?
So you would think he still has his lease or whatever on his old place. He's probably. And if they decide not to stay together, he's got to have someplace to go.
Yeah, he can still work from their house. And then he doesn't, he's like, oh, well, you know, I still have my, I need to keep my bed here in case I want to sleep here. So
that was really weird.
That was weird. I think he's so used to being single, he doesn't know how weird that is.
No, that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, like, what?
That whole little conversation rubbed me the wrong way, because it's almost like you feel a need to have a plan B. Like, your plan B is, oh, well, you never know. You know, we don't really want to waste our time unpacking this, because you never really, we're just going to have to unpack it. Like, your plan B, it's almost like you're saying, hey, we can live together. We'll move in temporarily. But, yeah, you never know. So I'm just going to keep my plan B over here. It's almost like he's not allowing himself to. And maybe it is because he's never lived with anyone else. And I can't remember anyone in the chat, if you remember, whether or not he's an only child. I can't really remember. But I don't know if that has enough. No offense, Mike, okay?
See you.
I'm with you, Mike.
Deirdre says he eats alone for a reason.
Right. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, and she's not going to be able to keep up that okay front. Like, she's not going to be able to just keep saying okay for the sake of looking like a great couple on TV. She's going to have to break that facade.
She's going to, because I feel like she has 2 months strength, and she even said, like, I don't mind hushing him up in order for me to talk. Well, there, when you gotta put your put your foot down eventually.
Like, I honestly, just a gut feeling, and I know you guys disagree with me, I think we're making a little, or the show is making a little too much over this. I feel like the stress between them, or the drama between them, is a little bit forced and pushed. I don't think it's really a big deal.
So can we hold you to, like, some type of Mike has to do blank or say blank if this like blows up in your face? Live chat, give us answers.
Yeah, if you can come up with it. Yeah, we could do something.
Drop
some
ideas.
Circulation.
Yeah, Mike is a little outnumbered.
I still feel good. I feel I'm not worried about eating alone personally, but I feel like with regards to being outgoing and just an energetic, loud person like AJ, like, that's me too. I get it. And I kind of get being in front of cameras and whatever, and we're not always the same away. I just feel like he's over being on camera. I think when he signed up for the show, he didn't realize how intrusive it would be. And we're seeing his reaction to that.
Yeah. I love this. Happy mom in the chat. And we can kind of just Steph and AJ, see where it goes. But Happy Mom says, Stephanie reminds me of an office trainer during the move. She looks like she is seeing him as a realist. I don't think her judgment is clouded at all. And see you who drops it with, how does AJ have absolutely no visitors in 5 years?
So true. He's hiding something.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I love it.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to move his stuff. The secret hidden stuff would come out.
Ooh, have you seen You on Netflix?
Not yet.
Oh. Yes, it's so good.
The secret box. God. It's somewhere in his apartment.
In the ceiling? Okay, that's a different show,
Oh, no. What am I going to have to do?
It's like a mystery box.
I have no idea what's going on.
There's something.
So let's go home and watch it. We've talked about the couple, so let's get into our lovely rating of the couples. All right. right.
Make sure to tell us in the comments and in the live chat right now what your ratings are along with us. There's over 50 of you guys in here. Thank you so much.
Hey,
hey guys.
Jasmine and Will. We'll start there. Little.
They're my favorite. I give them a 9.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
Give them a 9 because it's not supposed to be perfect. They really don't know each other. But they have a natural thing about them. First of all, okay. I can't wait to see their kids. Yes, I'm optimistic, Mike. I think they'll have the cutest little kids. But I think they make a great couple. And I just like the way they're dealing with their differences. They're not glossing over things. Okay. They're just dealing with it. And they're being realistic about it. Okay. You know, I don't know. I just like have a good feeling about them.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mike?
I actually went off of my rating scale this week. It's I'm doing a little different.
What?
They are getting a 5 from me.
Ooh.
I'm not feeling it like what? Carmen. I'm just, I could kind of go either way. I'm worried about how they're really not seeing eye to eye with the intimacy and physicality. And I think it's so important that makes me worried.
It'll change.
Okay.
They'll
Maddie?
Do it.
Well, I was going to say an 8, but now I say 7. Everything is kind of changing for me this episode. Mm. I think that they're probably going to make it the most out of everyone, yeah. I would say. I think they're really good at communicating with each other, so I'll give them that. I don't know if it's going to last a lifetime, but maybe the longest out of everyone.
In the chat, we got 6, 6, 4.
Their interactions are great.
Okay. I will give it a very optimistic 7.8 and
9. Carmen's wrong. Confirmed.
I'm going to, only because I loved the fact that I think they're going to have sex, if not the next episode, 100% the one after that.
What do we hold you to if they don't do that?
Drop the gun, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I loved that she was touching his beard.
Yeah, the natural things.
And then they were flirting, and that's the first time that we actually saw them flirt. So I feel like they'll eventually, I do feel very optimistic with them out of all the couples, surprisingly, because I didn't see it before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I give them a 2.
Okay.
What about Christine and Keith?
Mm. Ooh.
That's Carmen?
Hard. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I was thinking of another couple. Christine and Keith, I'll give them an 8. Because they dealt with their differences. I was kind of taken aback by Keith. But but it's okay. Because he's working at it. This is new. I don't want her to take care of everything. So they get an 8. But they get along really well. So that's why I give them an 8.
I'm giving them a 6. To me, I'm still kind of wishy-washy with them, but I feel better about them than Jasmine and Will. I feel like the financial kind of thing, they're going to work it out. And the cooking, to me, it's another thing I think that's a little bit overblown and that I feel better about them working it out.
Okay.
Okay, don't be mad.
Here we go. This is it.
I'm going to give them a 5.
All right.
Wow.
Only because I think him lighting the candles and whatnot, that's not going to last forever. And it's just going to be them fighting about her having to cook all the time. It's not realistic.
Okay.
I'll give them a 7.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give them a 7. I just don't know if it'll last. I'm not Chat, really buying it.
7, 7.75, 6, 6. All right, cool. Yeah, 7 or in the range.
I think they may have the best sex out of the group.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah.
Because there's just way too much.
I think they have the best sex. I have to agree with you on that.
Good old Kate and Luke. That's, in Carmen's words, trying. They're trying.
We should just start rating them separate.
Yeah.
There's 5 couples on this show.
100%.
Kate and herself, 10. Luke and himself. And
right.
The yeah. What do you
what
give
do you think,
Luke?
Carmen? What do you think?
I have to go first, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Why not? Luke and Kate. Oh my gosh. If I must. They got disqualified last week, right? So they're like a 1 because they kept going. So they get an E for effort. Can I give them an E for effort and
There's
not a
no
1
letters.
Through 10?
They're numbers.
Damn.
1.
Okay. I give them a 1.
Okay. A whole number.
No, I'll give them a 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I gave him a 2 because he bought her wine to make it easier on her.
That was a wine he liked.
No, it was her favorite.
At least she can drink. At least she can drink. At least now she can drink her way through this whole fiasco.
Even that wine thing was so awkward. He was here's this wine you like. It's a fancy duck. Wine. It's an expensive wine. Like, just shut up.
This wine you like.
Why don't you pop it and pour a drink? They get a one.
Right.
They get a one. They're always going to be a one. And just be honest with the producers that you're not into each other. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of us will blame you for that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Come on, Maddie. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to give them a 4.
What?
Don't be mad at me because 4. You never know. Maybe once they have sex, they'll start to like each other. I'm hopeful.
That's so
they
cute.
They can't even kiss each other.
I know, but
have sex.
I think that they might just do it at one point, and then it's going to
You know what? I'm going to be honest. If they do it, I will be ridiculously disappointed in Kate.
The chat is giving them negative numbers,
yes,
Maddie.
Yes. Thank you, chat.
I'm just trying to go opposite than what everyone's saying.
We got to start wrapping up.
What do you give them?
0.5.
All right, go.
Thank you.
Last one.
Steph and AJ. We got to wrap it up real quick. Go. Steph and AJ.
4.
They're my 10. They're still the best couple.
Steph and AJ.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Got it.
Come for him in the comments.
It's not a big deal, guys.
No, he has crazy eyes. I give it a 6.
I give it a 7. Crazy eyes. All right. Look, we got to wrap up.
Gave everybody 7s. That's not fair.
I'll give Will and Jasmine an 8. How about that?
They need all the luck. Every lucky 7 that they can get.
All right. Well, look, we have to give the Gold Star Award really quick. Literally 5 words worth of Gold Star.
Not your pal was my Gold Star moment. It's like, I'm not your pal. Y'all sleeping on my man, Will. Come on now.
I like that.
That was good. Kate gets my Gold Star moment just for her life because she hasn't stormed off the show. So her existence is Gold Star.
I love it.
I love when Keith said I've been spoiled my whole life. I was like, okay.
That's honest.
I'm going to give a touch of the beard, the Gold Star of the beard. So a little Jasmine and Will action. Absolutely. Drop your Gold Stars in the comments, live chat, all that good stuff. You guys have been ridiculously awesome during this experience.
Thank you so much.
It's been amazing. We will continue the conversation, but where can they find you to do so, Mike?
Guys, thank you so much for being in the chat. I'm Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling.
Hey, guys. I'm Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at King_Karma_.
And I'm Maddie Pox. You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and I'm Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. And we will see you guys next week and in the comments. Thank y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.